is Theodore Roosevelt. I speak fluently in 5 different languages and read a book a day. I predict here on January 1st, Anno Domini 1919, that the Butter Boys will host a show entitled After the Beep. It will include many of the local color of Woodrow Wilson's home state of New Jersey. They will use telephone to attempt to form many relationships and adventures. Now sit back, friend, and enjoy After the Beep.
Mr. Wendigo, Whisperman, I have learned that the chosen couple are dead. Brian Jenkins and Dr. Jason Horst have perished in a car accident. They who were cut from the same spectral cloth, that which was designed to thwart the monster onslaught, they will never be able to stop us now. Now let us all commence in phallic pleasure and utter chaos. This is Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Wendigo. Wendigo. When to go? Now we go. This is Officer Stims. I seem to have encountered a problem in my new found monster life. It would seem that my hand fused to my pistol, so I can't use it in any way, and my left hand is fused inside my pocket. I say this because I'm inside a closet right now in the hospital, and I can't find any way to escape. If anyone in the organization of monsters can please return to the hospital and perhaps unlock the door and relieve me from this I think it's about 3 square feet at best, and I can't really cause any sort of mayhem, I very much would like some mouthwash.
Hi, this is Lice Demon, the monster. What a fool you are, getting yourself locked in a closet. I'm busy right now, destroying villages. But, we did realize you were missing. Well, come on down there and I'll bust you out.
Hi, Officer Stim. My name is Roger Berthenstein, and I'm calling in regards to the whereabouts of Dr. Jason Horst. I'm not able to find him. I've been trying to get all of them to refill my acne prescription. So I was wondering if you would be able to help track him down. Thanks.
Hi, Dr. Horst. This is William here. You know, I got your message and Jompkins' message, both saying you're dead, and something I found about those monsters are they're able to go into your head and they can take over your thoughts, and I guess they could send messages to people that aren't true. So let me know, call me back, if the monsters are actually inside of you or if you actually are dead. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Brian Jompkins calling up William Ruane. You may notice that the car ID just says Heaven. It's because, indeed, that is where I'm calling from. Me and Dr. Jason Horst are in Heaven right now. We are dead. It is pretty sweet, let me tell you. You got something really to look forward to, you know? I didn't even think I was going to make it to Heaven. I was never really that great of a guy, but turns out we're important for some bizarre reason. I guess that's why we have a cell phone to Earth. Well, anywho, I don't know. I guess I'll let you know more when I know more. The only thing I'm disappointed about is I still don't have my legs. I think they would have given me my legs in Heaven, but what can you do? Okay, see you later.
Hi, Jompkins. This is William here. Now, are you down on that restaurant on Route 10 called Heaven? I've been hearing really good things about it. Let me know. I'm over there. I'm on my bike right now, so I can meet you at Heaven, and maybe we can get something to eat. Thanks.
No. Mr. Ruane, you know, funny thing is, I've never actually met you in person. I only just met Dr. Jason Horst in person. Anywho, no, we're actually in Heaven, you know, otherworldly God angels. I saw my dead grandma. We're here. Funny enough, the food here is not that great. I don't know how the food is in Heaven, the restaurant. I have not checked Yelp. But the food here, it's like high school cafeteria food, you know. It's It's all buffet. Everything here is buffet. It's kooky. I guess they don't believe in waiters. Everybody just serves themselves. But I got to tell you, you think the food, it's lamplight food. You think it would be better food. I don't even know why I have to eat anymore. I mean, does my body still work? Do I poop? I don't really understand souls. They haven't explained it to me yet. They have a training video they haven't shown us yet. I mean, we only just got here. Okay, talk to you later.
Hi, Jomkins. It's William. I'm done eating here at Heaven. I stopped by. I got your message after I was done eating. It was pretty good. If you ever get reincarnated, if that's a thing, I guess you'll find out after that training video. You can go back and you can try it out. See you around, then.
By the way, I just want to say the reason Dr. Jason Orse has not called you back from Heaven is because he's been quite busy. They're showing him around. He's already watching a video. They seem like they really like him up here, you know, and he's having a conversation right now with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, kind of an asshole, to be honest with you. Thought he would have been nicer because of the whole slaves thing, but this is, they got us these sweet digs. I mean, I have no legs, but the wheelchair is very nice. You know, you ever play that game, 7 minutes in Heaven? Well, I've spent about 7 hours tops in Heaven. And I can tell you, I like it, okay? I think I can get used to this. I got to be honest, seriously. I think I can really dig on this. What? Huh? Harry Tubman is calling me over here. Harry, what do you want, huh?
William, Dr. Orse here. As you well know by now, I never got to learn how to see out of one eye because I died horribly in a car accident. Might as well have my head yanked off by a monster. Anyway, let me just say that Heaven is reasonable enough. Puts you in good spirits. The only problem is I can't seem to find any of my dead family, including my mother, father, and my three brothers, Stu, Henry, and James. I've asked around. Everybody seems to shrug when they hear their names. They know me very well. Everyone actually pays great compliments to my career as a leg and arms doctor. I'm guessing that either they never had a soul, my family, or maybe they're in the other place.
Hi, this is Brian Jomkins. Sorry to keep calling you, William. It's just, there's somebody here that really wants to talk to you, and I don't actually understand why, but it's Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt is here, and he says he has some really important message to tell you, but I don't know where he is. I'm in a milk bath right now. It's very relaxing. You ever take a milk bath? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. At first, you feel like a big Cheerio, but then you start to really fucking feel good. Let me tell you. I can feel milk warming all my muscles. What? My grandma wants to say something to you. Here.
Hey, this is Barbara Jomkins. So you're that William boy that my grandson's been talking about.
Sorry, she's a little bit nuts. I'm gonna go. Bye.
William. William Romain. William. William Ruane. This God, fucking wasted. You're very, very important, Billy. So are the two gentlemen that are up here in Heaven. They, them and a few of their friends up here, you're gonna really need to listen to what they tell you, okay? If you want to save the world. Save the world. All right. Oh, this is God, by the way. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm God. Okay, bye. Oh, fucking burns. Oh, whoa, Pagadol. Oh, who's this? William. Hold on a second. Oh. Listen, I said all this stuff already. is a pocket doll. Scott. Scott again. God and birth in heaven. I'll be thy name. Okay. We'll be in touch. Hey, Theodore. Theodore, I got to, oh, I got to take my pill. Theodore, call up one of these new kids in that heaven here, huh? Come on. You got some shit you got to deal with. All right, enough bullshit. Enough fucking around. Got to get in touch with them. Got to get in touch with their friend William. All right, Theodore, Mr. Roosevelt. Don't forget that deal we have. You get everything that you could possibly want on my ranch. If you save Earth, okay? Give him a call. I gotta take a nap.
This is Teddy Roosevelt. I say to thee, my Lord and Savior, that I have a demand to which you must accede. I, Teddy Roosevelt, trust Buster, wishes for thee to hand me over thine omnipotent role. I think that I could accomplish much in keeping the holiest of offices. I will bring order by leading my redoubtable Rough Riders to Earth to purge the monster infestation. What say ye?
Where's my other flip-flop? You gotta be out of your goddamn mind. You gotta be out of my damn mind. Oh, I'm out of Miller Lite. What, you want my job? You think you could do what I do? You can't do what I do, okay? I'll make a deal with you. You could be temporary God, okay? You know what? Fuck it. Fine, you're God. You're God now. I'm ex-God. You got all my powers, okay? See if you like this fucking job. I've been doing it forever. This fucking job since before you existed. I've been doing it for an eternity. Whatever. Just give me more time to work on myself. I meet a girl that spends more than one night here, you know? Okay, here, let me give you the power. Hocus pocus, smoky smokus, goo 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 goo, da gee 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 gee, now you're God. Okay? That's how it works. You don't put on my fucking suit and then turn into me like in that movie, The Santa Claus. I do the weird thing and then you're God. If you need anything, any tips on how to do the job, fuck, got Cheetos stuck in my throat. Yeah, give me a call. Fuck off, huh? Suck my dick.
I thank you, my Lord and Savior, for extending to me the highest office there is in the very universe. I had decided I will contact you in regularity of my conduct and assign to you an errand boy to retrieve news of my hardihood and devotion to the white-hot cloth of heaven. As of right now, my first deed is to reverse this terrible device upon the earth and throw back the monster horde. I have been informed of a device of our own that would undo all that has taken place. I am going now to activate it. This is Theodore Roosevelt. I'm contacting you again, my Lord and Savior. As you can hear, I am at the machine. This must be a familiar sound to thee, but it must be a malfunction. I cannot get it to work. I do not understand this contraption, and no one around seems to either. To me, it seems that it is you who must possess the knowledge. So please, would you mind just coming down here to the office and then proceed downstairs into the basement where this machine is kept?
Yeah, this is God. Listen, Teddy, I'm on my way to the beach, all right? I'm meeting somebody there. What do you want? I don't care. You know what? I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck about Earth. I don't give a shit fucking shit about people. I try to, but, you know, never done me any good to give a shit. Oh, God, I'm just lonely. But nothing is good company. I like an ice cold beer. This is on you. This is on you. It's on those two kids in heaven. It's on Billy Ruane. You guys are going to have to figure this one out. Actually, to be honest, because I don't know how to do it. I thought you did. Okay? That's the truth. I don't know everything. Don't call me again unless you really need to.
Hi, William. This is Dr. Jason Orse. I'm still in heaven. I think I'll be here for the foreseeable future. I'm not sure whether you have taken up the reins of my business yet or not, if you have the time, or if the monsters have been a bit of a problem. I know here in heaven, Teddy Roosevelt has just been given the keys to the kingdom. He's overseeing everything, and I guess he's decided to actually try to fix it. Apparently, beforehand, God didn't really pay any mind to it. Maybe it was business as usual. I suppose monsters always run amok, and he just didn't care. In any case, you know, if you call me back on the current state of affairs, I can't really tell if you're alive or not. The only way I communicate is through voicemail, especially here in heaven. So give me a call back.
Hi, Dr. Worsk. It's William here. Got your message. For starters, is this call out of country, technically? I don't want to be billed all this. So I think from now on, I'm going to start calling you on the office phone, because I don't want to go home and get the bill and see that I've had all this out-of-country dialing, and then my wife gets mad, and then she starts beating me up. But in any case, I'll find out on that part. Everything's good here. The files were all messed up by the monsters. Now I got to go through all these files again. You know, that takes a while. The files, you know how the files are. But yeah, I'll get back to you on these monsters. They've been quite mischievous. Bye.
Hi, I'm the guy who plays Dr. Jason Orst, and I figured I'd just have an intimate moment with you, the listener. I didn't really want to, I didn't want to put music on. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you guys making your donations and using our product codes for Donnie's Racks and Cool Tommy. The sponsors are great. They didn't sponsor us for this episode, but for all the other episodes, they will sponsor us. This episode is totally free, and it's a reward for all those who donate. So thank you again, and enjoy this song, actually. This is a great song.